Okay, let's begin our discussion of Sukkah Dav Dalet, and we are talking about a sugya on Dalet Amud Aleph that comes up also later in the parak, one of the halachas of Torah Shebal Peh that is in the world of Mesech Sukkah and Hilchas Sukkah, and that is the sugya of Dofen Akuma. That's what we're going to talk about today. Where does this come up? Comes up right here, right where the picture is, in the middle of Dalet Amud Aleph. The Gemara talks about Haisa Kavoa Me Esrim Amma. As we know, a sukkah that is higher than 20 amos is psula, according to the Chachamim, that is we hold. We spoke about the machlokas between Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim, whether we hold that way, and the three reasons why the Chachamim hold that a sukkah above 20 amos is psula. So the daf today is discussing, what if you want to fix it? How do you fix the sukkah above 20 amos? There are two ways to do it. Either lower the ceiling or raise the floor. Those are the two ways to do it. So the top part of the Gemara is talking about raising the floor in a way of adding some material to the floor. And the Gemara spoke about all the different permutations of what happens if you add teven, what happens if you add afar, if you're mavatal and not mavatal it. That was one way. Then the Gemara spoke about what if the ceiling was lowered. If you have chutzin yordin l'toch chafama, if you have branches hanging down, is that good enough? Or that's a dirasrucha Rava discusses. So now, what about if I put a platform in the sukkah? I raise the floor, and the Gemara says, "Hi, sukkah bo ma'aser ma'ama ubana ba itztava." I put a platform in the sukkah, so now the floor is raised. So kineged dofen emsoya apnei kula v'yesh b'hechsher sukkah k'shera uminatzad. If I put it in one place in the kineged the middle wall apnei kula, that would be okay. Uminatzad, if it's from the side, what does that mean? Emyesh b'sfas itztava l'kosal dalat amos psula. Pachos be'arba amos k'shera. What does that mean? As long as I have less than 4 amos from the edge of the platform to the wall, right? Let's say it takes up a certain amount of space, but it's not next to the wall. It's in the middle. So I have to go. There's a puzzle space, so to speak, above 20 amos space from the wall to the platform. So then, if that would be psula, but if it's less than 4 amos, that would be kosher. So that is the halacha. There can't be a 4 amos space between the wall and the kosher schach. Right? That's the halacha of Dofen Akuma. So the Gemara says, "My kamash balan damrina Dofen Akuma." Don't we know that already? Right? What do we need the chiddush of the Gemara here? Tanina, we learned it in the Mishnah. The Mishnah later on, Daf Yud Zayin. The Mishnah says, "Ba'ishen ifchas v'sika chagaba." What happens if you have a house that the middle of the roof of the house fell in, collapsed? Right, or one might say, Bizman Azeh. What if somebody has a retractable roof and you have a schach put on the space of the retractable roof? How much space is there allowed to be between the edge of the opening to the wall? Right, what if you don't have schach on the entire roof of the room, the entire ceiling of the room, but there's some space? There's a little regular puzzle schach, meaning regular ceiling, between the wall and the schach. So how far is that allowed to be? So the Mishnah says, Im yesh min hakosov l'sicho dalat amos psula. If there is space 4 amos, right, somewhere between 6 and 8 feet, so then that's possible. Hapachas b'kach shera, so you already know. You already know Dofen Akuma from that Mishnah, Daf Yud Zayin. What's the Gemara adding here that I wouldn't have known from that Mishnah? It's the same Yisod, right? Putting the platform, you can't have 4 amos between the floor and the platform. So too there, you can have 4 amos between where the kosher schach start and the wall. So Gemara says, "Ma'od tema, you might have thought hasam with the chazi ladofen." No, over there in the Mishnah, you have a situation where it is roi to be a wall. It's a good wall. It's just far from the schach. The wall is perfect on the outside. It's just far from the schach, so there maybe you could say dofen akuma, right? But aval hacha to lochazi lo dofen. But here the wall itself is above 20 amos, so you might say could you use that as dofen akuma lochazi lo dofen emalo kamash v'lan. So we still say it there. Fine. The Gemara says, what about be'emsa isa? What's the chiddush of saying it of the case where the platform is in the middle, right? Why do we need that case? Once we have one case that we already said Dofen Akuma, so Gemara says, you might have thought that you can't say Dofen Akuma on two sides. Maybe you can only use one Dofen Akuma. Ma'od teima Dofen Akuma meruach achas amrinan, aval kol ruach ruach lo. Maybe you can only use one Dofen Akuma, but not two. Kamash v'lan, you can. Okay, so this is the Yisod. This is the principle of Dofen Akuma. So let's talk a little bit about the lumdus behind the principle, which the Achronim bring up. That is, what does Dofen Akuma mean? How does it work? Right, as long as you have less than 4 amos between the wall and the kosher schach, it works. So Dofen Akuma literally means a bent wall. A bent wall. So, is that really what we're doing? Right, there is no bent wall here. There's a wall that goes up and that's fully vertical. There's an area of pasul schach, either because it's above 20 amos, or because it's real house, you know, that's less than 4 amos, that's fully horizontal. So what does it mean that you use the principle of Dofen Akuma? In Hilchos Sukkah, often we have imaginary structures, right? We're going to learn a lot about that in this Masechta. We're going to learn about Lavud, which is less than 3 tefachim, is considered as if it's attached, right? So we're going to learn that good asik and good achis, you're allowed to, if the wall is a 10 tefachim high from the and from the ground up, it's 10 tefachim high, you're allowed to shoot it up to the schach. If it's hanging within the 3 tefachim of the ground, you're allowed to shoot it down. That's lavud. If you have a ceiling, you might be able to have, cases of shooting the wall down. So all these, principles of imaginary structures. See, here's the first one that we'll talk about. Dofen Akuma. How does that work? So that is a machlokas we've shown him how it works. If you look in the Ritva, and you look in Rabbeinu Nisim and Maseches Erevin and the Meiri, they quote a Rashi, which we don't seem to have. Right? The Aruch Laner says that Rashi was Choserbo. He retracted. But they quote a Rashi that says, we magically view the wall as if it moved closer and right now is next to the Schach. Right, that's what Dofen Akuma means. So don't take the words Dofen Akuma literally. It's a bent wall. There's no bent wall here. What we do is we take the wall. The wall is more than four, let's say less than 4 amos away from the schach. It's ke'ilu. We imagine it as if it's closer to the schach. That is the first day of the pshat. Let me just find the Rashi, the Lashon of Rashi, the Ritva quotes. Sometimes walls aren't exactly straight. You're allowed to use it. There's the Lashon. We view as if the wall moved to the edge of the platform. It's not that the wall is over here, far away from the platform, 3.5 amos away. We view it as if the wall moved close to the platform, and that's it. Now you have a kosher sukkah there. Vayaschach lamata meyesrim, and the schach now is lower than 20 amos from the floor. That is the one pshat that we have. To say it a little less extreme, not that the wall moved, Rav Soloveitchik writes in the Rishi B'Shiurim here, we view that you can be mitzaref the wall over there, and the schach kosher over here, right? As long as it's less than 4 amos, you're allowed to view them as connected, as mitzuraf. That's how one could say it. Rashi mevar sharoen es hadofen ki ilu neskar v'litzdava. L'Rashi ein aschach nasa chilek min shalom achitza. As we'll see, the other pshat el shadin dofen akuma koveya shachal tziruf bein hamachitza bachutz ubein aschach hakosher bifnim. The mechitza outside and the schach inside, there could be a tziruf between the two. Right? That is the first approach of Dofen Akuma. That is the minority approach. That's the Shita of Rashi. According to this, there's no such thing as the wall bending. There's no such thing as a horizontal wall. It has a horizontal mechitza. There's a wall that goes straight up and it moves. We view it as if it's connected to the kosher schach. But that's not what Rov Rishonim say. Rov Rishonim, if we look in Rashi here, if you look at Rashi later on in Daf Yud Zayin, the wall doesn't move. It's just that we view, what are the words? Dofen Akuma, a bent wall. We are allowed to view the wall as if it continues all the way to the Schach Kasher. I have a wall that's standing up straight, it's connected to Schach Pasul, I'm allowed to view it as if the wall is bent, going all the way to the schach kasher. As long as the schach pasul on top is less than 4 amos, I am allowed to view it that way. Says Rashi. Rashi says on the third wide line, v'roin, right, let's start from the second wide line. Pachas b'dal amos k'shera, shi'af hu hokshar al yada. That is, becomes kasher through this principle. Tekai malon, halacha l'moshe misinai. Right, so much of Hilchos Sukkah is halacha l'moshe misinai. We learn halacha l'moshe misinai. Demichshari sukkah al yedei akimas dofen. Ad arba amos chaser mashu. Up until just less than 4 amos. V'roen schach ha'elyon, ha'machuber l'dofen, ha'rochok. You view the schach which is connected to the far wall, ki'ilu hu minadofen atzmo, the akum ad keneged fasa itztava, and it's bent all the way till you get to the edge of the kosher schach. That's what you do. Why would you say this? First of all, the lashon dofen akuma, right? That's why you use that lashon. But also the Ritva and the Ran also quote a svara. Why would you say this? V'li nira, says the Ritva, v'li nira, I'm sorry, v'lo nira, first he asks on Rashi, v'lo nira hach pirusha. I don't like the pshat of saying it's kilu, the imaginary, the wall moved, or like the Rav Soloveitchik explained, this tziruf between the kosher schach and the wall. V'lo nira hach pirusha, why? Chada techi mikri tofen akuma. That's not a bent wall, that's a moving wall. That's not a bent wall. V'pnei sharona sakilu nisakma. You view it as if it's bent. So that's what the halacha Moshe B'Sinai is. So I don't think the pshat of Rashi, the Rashi that's quoted here, fits into the words of Dofen Akuma. Va'od, and then he says, "Tahamrina l'kama b'mechot," and we will learn later on in the Masechta on Daf Yud Zayin, kosher apostle schach at the edge of a sukkah, anything less than 4 amos. What about airspace? What about airspace at the edge of a sukkah? What if there's a space between your wall and the kosher schach? Not pasul schach, that's 3 tfachim at most. 3 tfachim at most pasul the pasul sukkah. Emesh aver shlosha beitayim ein over dofen akuma. So what's that guy says the Ritva? So we have an airspace of 3 on the side pasul, but pasul schach on top you're allowed to have up to 4 amos. But 1 second, if you view it ki'ilu as the wall moves, shouldn't it be easier to move a wall through airspace than pasul schach? If you're imagining that the wall is moving, or you could have more of a tziruf between the wall over here and the kosher schach, shouldn't it be easier if there's airspace? Because there's nothing that you have to, like, so to speak, break through. V'ha amai, v'alo hu matzui v'karov yoser, shetiskarev yoser al haschach, kishyesham avir, meyechashyesham binyan chazak. Right, so I don't think that putting the 2 svaras together, says the Ritva, I don't think it would be logical to say that if the wall moves, that it's going to be easier to move it through an extended wall of the pasul schach. Obviously, Rashi would say, yeah, in Achinami. If there's some type of structure there, it's more mitzuref. Right, so again, right, if you say Rav Soloveitchik's formulation here, that helps. To answer, so to speak, the Ritva's question. Because what does the Ritva say? If you're moving the wall, it's very easy to move the wall through space than through pasul schach. So Rav Soloveitchik's explanation would say that's true. But you're not really moving the wall. It's that you're viewing a combination, a connection between the kosher schach and the wall. So maybe for that, it's easier as long as the structures are physically connected. If the structures are physically connected, then even though there's problematic structure in the middle, they're still physically connected. So maybe a physical connection makes it easier to view them together, even though they're not fully connected, even though they're not halachically, you know, kosher to kosher. If there's airspace, that makes it worse, in Achinami, right, to answer the Ritva's kasha. But again, that is the what the Ritva and the Ran ask on the first pshat. And they say that really it is a bent wall, right? That's what the Ritva quotes. Avotosus Pirshu, quoted from Bali Atosus, Dofen Akuma, Rowan Dofen Zeh, Direchoka, Bitochar Ba'amos, Kilo Aisa Matrilasa, Smucha L'schach. Viewed as if the wall starts at the edge of the kosher schach and goes all the way, goes horizontally and then vertically. Elishin is Akma, but it's Rachaka, Banasa, Mixasa schach. Ve'ein lomar king sheish avir b'tayim. You can't say that when there's airspace, the hashtal l'shach l'meimar hachi, because that you can't say. Fine. So, l'may nafkamina. What difference does it make what the svara is between these two? So the first nafkamina is, could you sit under that space? Right? Let's say in our case of the Gemara, you have the platform, and on the platform is less than 20 amos to the roof. What about next to the platform? In the sukkah, next to the platform, could you sit there? It's under... The schach is above 20 amos, where it is. Are you allowed to sit there? Machlokas, how you understand Dofen Akuma. Right? If you say, like the Ritva and Tosfos, the Ritva continues. Me'ata, then what? What's on top of you? Wall, not schach. Right? Because the wall is, kilu is bent. So up until the kosher schach, so then that's called wall. You can't sit under a wall in a sukkah. You have to sit under schach in a sukkah. So, if you say, like the second approach that we said, you would not be able to sit under that area next to the platform. Me'ata, kol ma shehu betoch arba amos, ein mishtam shim tachtov. Sharedino kedin dofan shenis akem lamala. It's wool on top of you. V'kivon shenidon l'sach ein l'shtach. Oh, it says an arc here. So if you do know, dofan ein l'shamish taklav kedin bayish shenifchas. V'yochal sham lo yasi de sukkah. Umay dekamar ksheira haynu kneged itztave bovad. Right? That which it says kasher means it's a kasher sukkah if you sit on top of the platform. That's all. Dumya the Resha. Vishalo Kapirish Rashi Rabbeinu Avraham. Unlike Rashi Rabbeinu Avraham, who's he referring to? That other pshat, according to Rashi, if you say Ki'ilu this tziruf and the wall move, if you say like the wall moves, so then sitting next platform, that would be okay, because that's schach, right? We're going to learn later on the concept of schach that stick outside a sukkah on the opposite side of the wall, but that could be an extension. That's called Pesel Hayotze. As we'll learn about Hashem later in the Masechta, that if you have schach that continue outside a sukkah, you might be able to sit under that schach, even though it's not surrounded by walls. So it's considered an extension. But that would be considered an extension, and therefore you'd be able to sit under it. So that's nafkamina number one, big nafkamina. Are you able to sit under that area of the sukkah? Number two. We mentioned before the concept of lovewood. Within three tefachim, right? We mentioned airspace from the side requires less than three tefachim. What happens if it's less than three tefachim? Are you allowed to combine dofen a couple of different halacha lemoshe misinais? Do you need the walls to reach the height of the schach? Right? Can you apply two principles? Not the love of what I said before, a different one. Can you apply dofen akuma and good asik, which means the wall extends. The wall extends or the schach shoot down. Let's say I have dofen akuma, the case of the puzzle schach. Let's say I have less than four amos between the kosher schach and the side. Not our case of the platform. The case of the house in the later on. I have less than four amos, but my wall is only 10 tefachim high. Right, it's under the schach, it's under the edge on top of the schach puzzle, but I'm going to have to use two halachim moshim yisinais. I'm going to have to shoot the schach up to the schach, I'm going to have to shoot the wall up to the schach, and I'm going to have to use puzzle schach going across less than four amos. Is that okay? Are you allowed to double up and use two halachim moshim yisinais at the same time? Good asik mechitzta, on my 10 tefach wall, which is under the schach puzzle, I have to shoot it up, and then use the schach puzzle less than four amos for dofen akuma. Am I allowed to do that? That is a machlokas Rishon Amir. Says the Ritva, says the Ran here, that if you say, like our case, that it's ki'ilu, it's a bent wall, then you can't use two halachim moshim yisinais. How can you say the wall is bent? You have a big space. If you have a big air space on the vertical side of the wall, then you can't bend the wall because you have a big hole in it. Right? Bending the wall, you have to be physically all there. The funnels, the wall, if you say dofen akuma, the Ran, the Ritva say that the funnels must at least reach the height of the schach. Right? You can't apply both dofen akuma and good asik mechitzta. Right? You can't say it's one big tent, one big bent long wall, unless it's all physically connected. But according to maybe the other pshat, no, why not? It's ki'ilu, the wall is moved, it's tziruf, so maybe the two halachim moshim yisinais could be viewed together. Could be. Right? The tour seems to hold, like Rov Rishonim, but he says you're allowed to use both. So that's a little tricky. That's a little tricky in terms of the svara and the chakira. What do we paskin? This comes up. This comes up on Maisa. Could you use both halacha moshe misinai? Somebody wants to have an imaginary wall. Sometimes people put strings, have a low partition, 10 tefachim high, but it's underneath schach pasal on top that's less than 4 tefachim away from the schach. It's halacha lemaisa. It comes up often in people's sukkahs. So, lechadchila, the Rov Rishonim say not to do that. So the Shulchan Aruch says, in the beginning of Tafresh Lamed Beis, schach pasal posal be'emsa ba'arba tefachim. We know schach pasal, in the middle, we didn't get to that halacha yet. We said from the side up until four amos. From the side, less than three tefachim airspace. What about pasul schach in the middle of the sukkah? In the middle of the sukkah, not from the wall. So that's up to four tefachim. Avapachos me'ar baksheira. Umotu lishon tachtav, minatzad eino, miloshon tachtav, period. Now we get to our halacha. Minatzad eino posel el ba'arba amos. Minatzad up to four amos. Dofan akuma, as we know, ben wall is up to four amos. Avapachos me'ar ba'amos ksheira. Darmina dofan akuma. Lomar. What does the Shulchan Aruch say? Sha'anu roim kilo akosel ne'ekam. as if the wall is bent. V'yechashiv zeh aschach apostle miguf hakosel. V'davar zeh alach moshe misinai. Hilkach. Right, you're allowed to be under there. But the Shulchan Aruch says, don't sleep under there. Meaning that after meeting number one, he's machmir. We're machmir to assume, like Rov Rishonim, the Ritva, the Ran, Tosfos, that area is not called schach, that's called wall. Ein yeshenim tachtov. But if you look in the Mishnah Berurah, the Mishnah Berurah here quotes in Os Sifkat and Dalid, Mashma Lachar Miloshin Zeh, Dafka Kshafanos Magios Leschach. It sounds like the Shulchan Aruch is passing that only if the walls reach all the way up to the Pasal Schach. Avalam Eina Tfaros Magios Leschach, Afda Ba'ama Lo Kaptina Bazeh, even though usually the walls don't have to reach the Schach. That's only by Schach Kosher. That's only by Schach Kosher. Dafka. That's what the Mishnah Berurah quotes the first day of. You don't say that. Even not, maybe you can rely on it. He quotes those two days. If the walls go all the way up and you're using lovewood, you're not using good asik. The walls aren't all the way down, and you're using it to shoot all the way up. But they're almost touching the schach. You're using lovewood, which is within three tfachim. Then the Mishnah Berurah said, then you can be mekel. You can use lovewood in dofer akuma. You can use good asik in dofer akuma, good asik to go up. But again, that might be a nafkamina between the two. The Prima Gadim has another nafkamina, and then maybe we'll stop. The Prima Gadim says, what happens if the schach pasul isn't like what we have? It's like ceiling, but it's stolen. Stolen schach, you're not allowed to use stolen schach. Right? Sukkah gzula. What if you stole wood, you want to build it into your sukkah? So, could you say dofen akuma with stolen schach? That's the Prima Gadim's question in Tafresh Lamed Zayin Os Dalad. So again, maybe it's totally on this Chakira. If you say it's the wall moves, it's not a problem because the wall moves. You say, forget the stolen schach, as if it's not here. Ignore it. Right? Or stolen schach, don't break the tziruf between the wall and the kosher schach. If you say it's all a bent wall, then you need the whole wall to be part of your wall. And stolen wall, maybe he ruins it. It's mafkia, what you're trying to do. Right, so that could be another nafkamina. The Shitas HaRambam is not so clear if Soloveitchik discusses it, because the Rambam seems to have both formulations. He writes in the platform case, in our case, Uki'ilu mechitzos noga'as be'itztava. It's as if the walls are touching the platform. It sounds like Rashi. It sounds like Rashi and the Samra Mefarshim, the Magen Mishnah, I think, seems to say like the Rambam holds like Rashi. But if you look in a regular Schach Pasul case, he explicitly says like Tosfos, the wall is bent. The wall becomes bent. So, not exactly sure if Soloveitchik suggests that maybe he has two halachas of Dofen Akuma. Maybe he holds a both, depending on, there's a different type of psul. If it's above 20 amos, that's just a geographical problem. The ceiling of a house is an inherent physical problem. It's not kosher schach. Our case is kosher schach is just too high. So it's an apostle situation. So maybe Rav Soloveitchik suggests there's two types of dofen akuma. If it's in a pasul situation, then it's about moving the wall. Tziruf between the two. If it's pasul schach, like later on, then maybe you go like Tosfos. So yeah, he suggests maybe you can have both types of dofen akuma, according to the Rambam, depending on the case that you're trying to apply. Then he beautifully reads the Gemara. Maybe that explains the havaminas of playing using dofen akuma. Two dofen akumas using dofen akuma. Only in the case over there, right? We said earlier, not over here. Chazi l'dofen, lo chazi l'dofen. That's Rav Soloveitchik and the Rishim HaShiurim right here on our daf. Okay, we will stop here.